Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of The Tea Table. I am your host, Rebecca Sprankle.
I'm your co-host, Big Juicy.
And today, we seem to have a very special guest with us, Mr. Tony Hughes.
Special is the word to describe it.
Yeah?
Pretty much.
How are you doing today, Tony?
I'm all right. Thank you for asking.
You're looking very cute today.
God. I can say the same about you, sir.
All right. Anyway. I hate to break this up. Tony, I have a question for you.
Shoot.
How much experience do you have with Gatorade?
I'd say I'm a connoisseur. I dabble in Gatorade a little bit.
You dabble?
Just a tad.
You say you have strong opinions on Gatorade. All
big,
right.
Big Gatorade guy. Big Gatorade guy.
All right. Sure. Well, today we are going to put that to the test because seeing as though we have two football players here, I think they are more than qualified to make a subjective, but let's be real, objective. Top 5 list of the best Gatorade flavors of all time. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
I think so.
I'm going to act as mediator. I'm going to throw in my little digs when I need to, but for the most part, I'm going to leave these picks to the experts.
Thank you.
All right, so let's be real. Number 1, light purple.
It depends. Like, you got to, okay, this, no one really understands this when I say this, but like, you know, there's like certain spices for certain seasons. Like you have pumpkin spice for...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? I feel like that's how it is with Gatorade.
Yeah.
Like certain Gatorades hit different in different times of the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like summertime, lime, lemon lime.
100%.
For sure, go-to, right? But if you go towards more like wintertime now, you're going to want something like an orange Gatorade or like light purple, something like that. You know what I mean? So it kind of goes accordingly with it, but... I mean, it's up there. I'd put it, like, top 5. I don't know if I'd put it as
top 5.
Top 1, but it's definitely top 5 for sure.
Well, okay, so what we're in, like, Thanksgiving season now. What do you think the like, fall Gatorade flavor is, like, consistently?
I mean, I feel personally it's orange. It's between, like, orange or, I mean, even lemon-lime could work, honestly.
I think that's fair. I think lemon-lime is, like...
Universal
yeah, flavor, yeah. Lemon right?
Lime just it's the OG. It's the first one ever made.
Was it the first one ever made?
Yeah,
actually. Mm. I thought it was fruit punch.
There's starting off straight out of the gate. Like we're gonna make the best, and it's all gonna go downhill from there. Oh, we might have some road bumps, but like
well, lemon lime was the first, and it almost didn't work out because it tasted so bad.
Yeah,
they really?
Yeah,
it was horrible.
Hey, they made the changes where they needed to make
them.
What
they were doing.
Okay, so you think? Okay, when you say light purple, is it Riptide Rush?
Yes.
Okay. Because aren't there two purple flavors?
There are two
flavors?
Light purples. And the other light purple is terrible.
There's like yeah, is there's it? Like a grape, and then there's the Riptide Rush. And
there's a berry one. Oh. And then, well, the grape is more like dark blue.
Yeah. It's kind of like a weird looking, deciphery type deal. Yeah.
Okay. You came out swinging with your top
because Riptide Gatorade. Rush is gas.
Okay.
It's so good.
It is.
Here's the thing. So do you disagree?
As number it being number 1?
I don't know if it's number 1, actually.
You came out saying it was number 1.
He was like, the GOAT is... No, okay, I feel like Riptide Rush is definitely top 5. If I had to place it personally, I'd feel like it'd be like 4 or 5. Because there's definitely a few other flavors that are like way up there. You know what I mean?
Okay, so let's backtrack then. Let's start at number 5, because then I feel like you'll have an easier time. So what would either of you say is number 5 of all time? And there are a lot of Gatorade flavors.
No, I like Cool Blue. Like just the blue. Not light blue. Just blue.
Yeah, regular blue. Yeah, I can put that at 5. That's I can agree with that. Because it's like, it's one of those like mid flavors, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, you're not gonna go to the store and be like, oh, I want a Cool Blue. But if you get it, you'll be like, okay, it's not bad. Like
that's
fair. You'll drink it.
Yeah,
it's not
I
one
think
you
seek
out, but it's all right if you get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so definitively we're putting Cool Blue at 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
All right, 4. What are we saying?
Honestly, I know Stephen Buckle appreciates this. I'll say orange.
Orange.
Number 4.
Really?
Orange is arguable. I feel like orange definitely deserves a top 3. But it depends on the person. Because, like, me, I, like most people, might not agree with this. I'm not a big fruit punch guy.
So for me,
orange takes the cake way over fruit punch, but some people are like, oh no, fruit punch is up there for top three. So it's like, yeah, they could intermix between the two, but
I feel like people have a lot of nostalgia tied with fruit punch, yeah, just in general. Like, not even just the Gatorade flavor, just like fruit punch in general.
It's a very childish Gatorade flavor.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
It's a kid's Gatorade.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Plus,
growing up, your top three was like literally fruit punch, lemon lime, and then either cool blue or orange. It's like, you know what I mean? That trio right there. I guess a lot of people have that, like, you know.
Okay, wait. So we ended off on four. So you guys, what did you put it for? Orange?
Orange.
Yeah, I'll agree with orange.
Okay, so then what are we putting at number three?
Personal opinion, the other blue, not the cool blue, but the, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Glacier Freeze. Light blue?
It's like the light blue, but it's, I don't know how to explain it, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there are certain Gatorade flavors that you don't know by the name. Yeah, you know by the color. You
just know by the color, yeah.
There's some that you have to say the name, like light purple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, I can't
remember the flavor, but it's just like...
Is it Arctic Freeze?
Is it
Arctic Freeze, that's what it is, yeah.
Arctic Freeze.
Yeah, that's like a light green.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
That's Arctic Blitz. I know that one. Because you know why I know that one?
Nice.
In Mrs. Eisenberg's class, your aunt's class.
Which I never had.
In fifth grade, my science experiment was growing gummy bears in different liquids. And I used specifically Arctic Blitz Gatorade.
Did you eat them afterwards?
Obviously.
The moldy green.
It was great. Moldy green.
It looks like that color.
Whatever. Listen, it's... Okay, that one...
Hang on. It's like that. It's that color.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No, that one, okay, it's not top five, but that one is a good flavor, and that's what I'll say.
That one is good, actually.
But that's Arctic Freeze.
I think so.
And that one was Arctic Blitz, which Gatorade does that. They, like, use the same describing word.
Yeah.
It's like Taco Bell.
Yeah.
With their names.
Well, it's like Taco Bell and literally everything that they do. Taco Bell literally just uses the same five ingredients in different formats.
It's very smart, and it's very successful.
Taco Bell guy.
Listen, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But, okay. So
like
you're
McDonald's
saying...
McDonald's with the McRib, right?
That's true. But you're saying Arctic Freeze 3. What do you think?
I'd agree with that.
I think it's fair to have two blue flavors on a top five list because, come on, blue's the universal color.
Universal just get... I mean, look at this. We got blue going right
now.
Yeah,
come on now.
Blue anything is good.
Yeah, obviously.
Sour Patch Kids? Oh, my God.
Dude, like, anything blue looks appetizing.
Yeah.
In a way.
You're like, oh, yeah,
I know,
absolutely.
You looked at me weird like that.
I get it.
It's the rarest color in nature.
Yeah. It is the rarest color in nature. So that means every time you see the color blue, you're just like, oh, this is different. I'm going to...
Immediately lick your lips.
I want that. Okay, so... So three is the lighter blue. All right, two.
Light purple.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
So it's like right there. We all know our number one. But here's the thing, I feel like that's a fair like number two, just because it is a good flavor.
It's that one that I can just always rely on. Like, if I really want a good, you know what I mean, a good drink, and you're like, oh, going through, you'll just see it, and you'll be like, yeah, no, that's my go-to.
But it's got to be ice cold.
You're going through it.
Oh, yeah, I have to. He's got a good point.
No, it has
to be cold. Like, it has to be cold.
Oh, 100%.
It just tastes so much better.
Well, that's because there are certain drinks, even within, like, certain brand categories or whatever, that you either have to have it, like, room temp, you have to have it warm, or you have to have it cold. That one, 100%, you have to have a cold.
See, I feel like that's how it is with, like, orange. Orange is good, but, like, it has to be really 100%.
I feel like most Gatorades have to be cold.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just about that refreshment
factor.
I feel like,
again, not to, you know, love lemon lime.
Yeah.
Lemon lime's just that one that you can drink, like, warm.
No, and I fully agree.
You know what I mean?
I fully agree. Gatorade has so many different, like, drink factors that I've realized. They have what? They have the zero sugar, obviously. They have G2. They have fierce, they're bold.
G2 grape, that one slaps. Yeah. That is so
Does
good.
It?
That is so good.
Yeah.
See, I know that you specifically have a flavor that you love that you can never find. Which one is that? Tell them. Serena Williams one.
Oh, yeah. Tropic Flash.
Oh, that one's yeah. I know so what you're good. Talking about.
He let
yeah.
me try it the one time. That It's an yeah. honorable list. That's, yeah. It's good.
In my, me personally, that's my top two.
Really?
Which I think that's fair.
That's fair. No, I can agree with that.
But I think universally, come on, Lemon Lime is the best.
It's number one.
It has to be number one.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Look, yeah. Gatorade, they might have, like, I guess they might have messed it up at the beginning, but they fixed it yeah. and haven't looked back
okay,
since.
My, listen, my personal number one is between Lemon Lime and the white one. And the white one just...
Yeah, the Glacier Cherry. I see you see, and I like it. He
I
hates
I can't
it.
Agree on that.
See, I don't understand that. How does that work?
No, but here's my problem.
Is it because you're colorblind or something?
What would that have anything to do with
I don't,
it?
I don't know. It's
you just wanted to throw in a dig that I'm colorblind, ain't you?
I just don't want to dig at all. It's certain. Mm-hmm. I think we should spread awareness for that. Stop thinking.
I don't understand, because don't you like the other cherry flavor? The is it a blue?
Blue cherry.
It's a
the
bit,
same,
it's
just blue.
It's blue. That's why it's so good.
Listen,
we'd be shooting ourselves in the foot if we said he's wrong.
No, I understand that.
It's yeah. blue.
Listen, no,
it's blue.
Blue, it's better, but like yeah. it basically tastes the same.
It pretty much does taste the same. I can't even argue that.
Yeah, it's two against one, dude. It basically tastes the same. And I'm going to give you the benefit of a doubt. And I'm going to say, yeah, it's blue, it's better, sure. But it tastes the same.
It pretty much tastes the same. I'd say there's a little distinction. And again, because of the blueness, I mean, you definitely can taste it. Like, there's a little bit of a difference.
It's like this food dye. Yeah.
If you put them in front of me, blindfolded me, and then you had me take a sip of both, I'd probably say it's the same drink.
Right?
I know. What I mean? I know. So, I have my eyes closed. I go, that one's blue.
Oh, no, dude. I see.
Anyway, number one, Lemon Lime.
Yeah, if we could all come to a common ground on that, I can agree with his argument.
Oh, I can get behind it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we had five was... Cool blue, the yeah. darker blue, then orange,
yeah.
then the lighter blue, which we assume, I think we're saying maybe it's Arctic freeze.
It's either that or glacier freeze, and I forget the word.
It's one of the two.
It's something, look, it's something
blue.
Cold.
Blue.
Yeah, it's one of the two. A lighter
just
blue.
Light blue.
And then
it's blue. Something cold.
And then Riptide Rush, light purple.
Yeah.
And then the OG, Lemon Lime. Like,
yeah, for sure.
I think that's an agreeable like top five.
No, I can get behind that for sure.
I can fully.
Then yeah. cucumber lime was an honorable mention because.
Yeah, but we've never tried it, so it might be terrible.
Hey, listen, maybe that's an idea. We can get some on here. I think isn't that Korean over
there? They probably have it at Walmart or something.
No, they have it in the U.S. They do.
Like
they have it in the U.S.
It's got to be
yeah.
like a South American thing. Because
my brother
in
likes
Spanish.
It. I know my brother's had it, and he said he liked
I've
it, but
heard of it.
I've
the
never had it.
In Spanish. It says Pepe and Limon. That's.
That one. Was smooth. Oh, wow, that was good.
Look, I took Spanish 1 and 2.
I'm not going to talk about it.
I talk with my hands. I'm in sign language.
I did not want to take Spanish 3.
And on that note.
And on that note.
Are you sure you're talking about Gatorade, Jay?
Oh, yeah, I'm talking
okay,
about
just making sure.
Just
making sure.
That's a safe thing to make
Listen,
sure of.
This, we just had to make sure on that one.
All right. We happy with the list?
I'm pretty happy with
They'd
the
better
list.
Be.
I can agree with the list, yeah.
Okay, well, if whoever's listening right now, hey, listen, if whoever's listening right now doesn't agree with this list, hey, let us know. Let
we
us
live by
know.
One rule in this show. I'm right, you're wrong, shut up.
We mentioned that in the first episode.
I'm a diva, I'll argue my point.
I'll argue mine, but I don't really have much opinion on this one. I have, yeah. listen, we have upcoming episodes that I have more of an opinion on. I will
we
go
definitely
ham.
Need to do an episode talking about like top 10 like fast food sauces because that's something I can get into.
We're going
to
bring you back. Yeah. No, we're going to bring you back and we're going to do that 100%.
Right, Arby's sauce?
No.
Pretty good.
All right. Let's save this argument for another time. No. We're
it's
going overtime.
Barbecue sauce. It's so good.
We're going overtime. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Tony, for joining us
Thank
today.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you so much. I will be back.
All right. I think that'll about wrap up our second episode, eh?
Yeah.
Tony, any last remarks?
Again, awareness to all colorblind people. Just saying.
Yeah.
Put that out there.
My brothers, rise up. What color is Tony's shirt?
What color is Tony's shirt, Jay? It's green. What
it's
color
green.
Is it?
It is green. Green. It is green.
It. No, yeah.
We're not even going to do that. It is green.
It's green. Anyway, thank you for joining us. Come back anytime, and we will see you later, eh? Any last remarks? Anyone? All right.
Goodbye.
See you.